Therefore, that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to a thousand generations. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. Friend, how you doing? Happy Thursday. It's March the 12th, 2015. Don't you just love this nice little warm-up that we've kind of been seeing here for the last handful of days? Praise the Lord. I love it. Hey, friend, how you doing? It's Joey Kroll. Let me welcome you to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. I don't know about you, but I am still trying to catch up from that lost hour of sleep that we had Saturday night. You know, it truly is amazing. We just lose an hour and then I'm, you know, all kind of out of whack, out of balance. All because I lost an hour of sleep. I don't know. Praise the Lord. But I think also, too, since we have longer daylight in the day, that means it's still kind of darker in the morning. So I think maybe that's it. I think that's it. Maybe. Or I can just be totally wrong. I don't know. But anyways, last night we celebrated Aubrey's birthday, my wife, Aubrey. She actually has a birthday on Friday, but she's going out of town to the Hearts at Home Women's Conference happening this weekend in Bloomington. So last night was our only good night for all of us just to kind of get together and celebrate her. You know, we've really grown as a family. We really have in the last several years, not only individually, but also together, but also spiritually as well. And so whenever somebody has a birthday, we kind of make a big deal about them. So we took my wife out to one of her favorite hibachi places and gave her a nice little gift. And it was a good family night last night. I love those family days, family nights, family weekends and such. So we celebrated Aubrey's birthday yesterday, and I mentioned Hearts at Home. Women's Conference is taking place this weekend, Friday and Saturday, in Normal. It's the Hearts at Home National Conference at the Illinois State University. If you're interested in signing up and getting registered, just visit their website, heartsathome.org, heartsathome.org. And this year, Lisa Turkhurst is speaking, and also Dr. Gary Chapman as well. Again, heartsathome.org. Also happening this weekend, the Southern Quartets will be in concert at the Trinity United Methodist Church in Kentland, Indiana at 6:30 p.m. The Trinity United Methodist Church is located at 2275 West 1500 South in Kentland, Indiana. If you want more details about these or other events, just take a look at our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up, we're going to be talking about how Jesus was 100% man and 100% God. Well, it's going to be a great study today as we look at the Old Testament and the New. It's coming up right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, by the ones he came to save. The death of Christ.
He could have been born in a castle, seeing as he came as a king. Yet the babe in the barn arrived with little worldly notice, to parents both unknown and poor. No flowers, no nursemaid, not even the animals took much of a notice as they nestled in for the night. Heaven's heart had beat in the womb of a woman for the previous 9 months. If you want to call her a woman, in fact, history records her as a young teen. Yet full of faith greater than the years she had known. Her child was flesh, bones, and blood, yet he was also the perfection of the divine. He felt hungry because he was fully human, yet he would later feed 5,000 because he was fully God. He grew thirsty because he was fully human, yet he would one day walk on water because he was fully God. His was a birth like no other, like nothing else in all of history, for in him God was robed with humanity. And today we're going to talk about how Jesus is fully human and fully God. So if you have your Bible, I encourage you to turn to Luke chapter 1, and we're going to look at verses 26 to 35. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 35. You know, the birth of Christ, it was truly like no other. And we're going to study this here today. In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." And Mary was greatly troubled by his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How could this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." You know, friend, if anybody knew the impossibility surrounding a virgin birth, it would be Luke, the writer of this gospel we just read in Luke chapter 1, because he was a doctor. He was a physician by trade and a Greek by culture. So Luke's mind was committed to details, data, and order. And his writings reflected organization and careful research. You can find that throughout all of the gospel of Luke. Not even a hint of fairy tale, not even a hint of myth, not even a hint of a fable surrounds his words. Yet it was precisely a doctor who wrote about the virgin birth. Think about that. He drew attention to the single detail that's critical to everything else. In other words, Luke's emphasis highlighted God's role in this event. This was no ordinary conception. Without it, Mary's child would have been like everyone else's. Immaterial and the material merged. Nobility entered poverty, while divine holiness combined with humanity. Matthew also highlighted the virgin birth. Matthew chapter 1 verse 16 says, "Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, and Mary was the mother of Jesus, who was called the Messiah." And in the original Greek language, these verses tell us that Joseph was Mary's husband, but he wasn't Jesus's father. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit, as we just read in Luke chapter 1, so that he would have a divine nature, and his divinity made it possible for Jesus to be sinless. His humanity had both a heavenly origin through the power of God's Spirit and an earthly origin through the virgin by the name of Mary. Do you like going to weddings? I love going to weddings. I mean, they're so much fun. You know, as you know, there's the ceremony and then there's the reception, which is a party where people gather together with plenty of good food, praise the Lord, and festive music to congratulate the newlyweds and celebrate their union. Weddings are wonderful. They really are. And did you know, as followers of Jesus Christ, we're all going to attend a special wedding one day. Oh, yes. When the marriage of the Lamb comes, Christ's bride, that's you and me, we, the church, will wear wedding garments that are called the righteous acts of God's holy people. Revelation 19:8. You can look that up. The marriage supper of Jesus Christ will be a real celebration too, because Jesus wasn't born simply to just take away the sins of the world, although that is surely more than enough to celebrate by itself. Jesus was also born, watch this now, to reign as Messiah and King forever. Isaiah told us that the Messiah's kingdom is one that will never end. Ever. Ever. There's no re-election. There's no four-year term. It will never end. His kingdom will never end. Gabriel made Mary aware of that unique role Jesus would play in all of history and for all of eternity. Jesus reigns now in history and will also reign in the ultimate glory of eternity. The baby born of the virgin came not only to live and die, but to reign, friend. Through Jesus, God has set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed nor abandoned. His kingdom and reign will last forever. Thank you, Jesus. We also see that Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament, told us about the most wonderful gift when he wrote, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given." Now, if you have your Bible and if you come across, if you're driving now, don't grab your Bible. Please don't do that. Isaiah 9, chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. That's where that verse comes from. It says, "For to us a child is born, and to us a son is given." And I encourage you, when you have a couple of minutes today, to underline that word given in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Given. That's a strong, strong word. Notice how carefully the Holy Spirit chose to word that prophecy. The son is given to us. Given. I'm going somewhere. As the Son of God, Jesus already existed. He wasn't coming into existence for the very first time, yet the child was born of a virgin because God supernaturally brought about Jesus' human birth as a result of divine conception in human flesh. Jesus was not 50% human and 50% God. Rather, Mary gave birth to the God-man who is both fully God and fully man at the same time. Don't ask me to explain that any further because that is above my pay grade. But all I know, scripture points that God, that Jesus was fully God and fully man at the same time. Jesus was born of God so that he may be God with us, which is the meaning of his name, Emmanuel. Genesis 1:1 tells us that God created the world, and Colossians 1:16 tells us that all things were created by Christ Jesus. So the God of Genesis 1:1 is also the God of Colossians 1:16. Jesus Christ is distinct from God the Father in his person, yet equal to God and with God in his deity. He took on human flesh in order to be born as a baby in a world full of darkness. He came for the purpose of making the invisible God visible to us in history. Praise the Lord. Jesus' birth, friend, was a birth like no other because he is deity like no other. You have a friend who sticks closer than a brother. That friend is your Savior. He is your friend because he is fully human. He is your Savior because he is fully God.
You can sing with us, "When I Survey." On which the Prince of Glory.
but I survey the wonderful cross. Amen. Hey, friend, just a quick note here. Be sure to mark down Sunday, March 29th at 6:30 p.m. on your calendar, as the Singing Men will be appearing at the Bellflower Community Center. Again, on Sunday, March 29th at 6:30 p.m. The program is free, free concert, free will offering taken as well. If you want more details on this concert with the Singing Men, just call 309-722-3365 or just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.